You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and around the world on the Civic Media app. This is the Dom Salvia Show. And now, here's your host, Dom Salvia.
And welcome to the Dom Salvia Show. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. You can be a part, contribute to this fine program. Call us or text us. Same number, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Got Just PS working hard on the board for you folks today. And we got some breaking news we want to share with you. ABC News is reporting, judge orders Trump administration to preserve Signal chat on Yemen strikes. The messages had been set to delete in violation of record-keeping requirements.
Now, we are already past a week, so it's certainly possible that they're gone.
At least the original.
The original ones.
We got the screenshots, obviously.
We have screenshots, but we did see, for those of us who read through the screenshots, that it looks like the setting had been changed from 4 weeks to 1 week, and then at the end of this exchange, back to 4 weeks. So potentially there's still something in that chat.
Yeah, but that really came down today. This broke the other day. So, you know,
may have gone in there.
They're out there burning their records. The old, you know, back in the old days, you had to get the 55-gallon drum, right? Put a bunch of gasoline and paper in it and burn it all.
On the one hand, things are so much easier to get rid of, but also them screenshots are forever.
Yes, they are. ABC News reports, federal judge has ordered the Trump administration to preserve the contents of the chat in which top national security officials use the Signal app to discuss military strikes in Yemen as they were taking place earlier this month. Let's use the app. Hey, they got an app for that. Let's go bomb some places. Hey, we got an app for that. That's a great idea. U.S. District Judge James Boasberg ordered the top cabinet officials named in the lawsuit by the government transparency group, American Oversight. Check them out, folks. I follow them. They're on my radar. American Oversight to retain any messages sent and received over Signal between March 11th and March 15th. Now, Benjamin Sparks, the lawyer representing American Oversight, raised concerns that these messages are in imminent danger of destruction due to the settings within Signal that can be set to delete messages automatically, prompting the judge to order the Trump administration to file a sworn declaration by this Monday to ensure the messages are preserved. Yeah. Did he give him a verbal order or a written order?
Right, because this is that same judge, Judge Boasberg, who issued the ruling saying that the Trump administration could not deport people based on that 1798 Wartime Act. And critically, and in the verbal order, turn those planes around.
Do you understand my order? Yes, Your Honor. But apparently some other people did not. Yeah, same judge. Mm-hmm. And Trump's really mad about that. Now, these judges are assigned randomly.
Right. This just happens to...
You know what I mean? You know, and I wasn't... Who was the judge in Florida when he was randomly... When Trump was randomly given that judge? Eileen Cannon. He was very happy about that selection, wasn't he? But not so happy about this random selection.
Oh, right. This, you know, radical left judge who was initially appointed to the federal bench, was it?
By Bush. By Bush.
Yeah.
And then promoted, essentially, by Obama.
Right.
Wow. A Republican and a Democrat thinking this guy's worthy of the role that he's in? Man, maybe he's an objective jurist.
Shocking.
Do they make those anymore? Can I get one?
Yeah. We're trying to get one for the Supreme Court. Yeah.
How much do I got to pay for my objective jurist? Apparently about $20 million. ABC News continued. The lawsuit, again, the American Oversight lawsuit, which names Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard, CIA Director John Ratcliffe, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent, and Secretary of State Marco Rubio, and the National Archives as defendants, asked a federal judge to declare the use of Signal unlawful and order the cabinet members to preserve the records immediately as Signal's deleting of messages violates governmental record-keeping requirements. We know that they're going to some of the background. We've covered that quite a bit. Let me jump down here. Interesting thought here. Judge Boasberg. Oh, here we go. According to screenshots published by The Atlantic, messages were set to disappear at a certain time frame. Originally, messages were set to be, as mentioned, 1 week, and then according to screenshots, they were updated. Boasberg declined for now to order the administration officials to disclose if Signal had been used by the Trump administration in a wider context. I think that's very interesting that at this moment, right now, because this is a question everyone wants to know.
Right.
Is this administration using Signal in a wider context? The judge declined for now to order them to disclose that. A quote, "I don't think at this point that that's something I would be prepared to order." So if you see or feel all the lights dimming, that's all the Signal deletions going on in the Trump administration.
Right.
Of all those things. Because, I mean, good luck. I mean,
right. And I mean, I feel like it's pretty obvious. Of course they're using Signal for things. There's a reason why no one on that Signal chat went, hey, maybe we shouldn't be using this platform for our classified exchange of information. Because it's the platform that they're using.
For everything.
For everything.
And that's, again, and there's lots of cases right now, people getting rendition, is that the term? Getting plucked up and pulled away and sent somewhere else, right? And if that were to happen, call to, I don't know, it's bad enough that happens to folks that are citizens of other countries and here legally, and perhaps, you know, put an op-ed in a school newspaper, you know, criticizing the administration's efforts or criticizing Israel's efforts, whatever the case may be. If that happens, or if it happens to you or me, Jess, or me, or any of our audience members, and these cats are using Signal to communicate, hey, go get that cat. Go get them. Well, there's no record of that. Poof, no. It's just gone.
Paper trail's gone.
Just gone. And that's the whole point. That's one of the reasons they use it. They've been using it since the Russia thing in the Mueller report. One of the reasons Robert Mueller couldn't get the detailed evidence that he needed that was most certainly there is because they were using these kinds of apps. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I said it. On the heels of Trump early Thursday accusing Boasberg on social media of grabbing the Trump cases all to himself, the judge began the hearing by providing a detailed description of the D.C. District Court's automated system for assigning cases, including how each judge is allotted electronic cards to ensure cases are fairly distributed. That's how it works, and that's how all cases continue to be assigned in this course, Judge Boasberg said.
I mean, we can't be expecting the Trump administration to understand how our government works.
It doesn't matter. They don't give a damn.
No.
Either you're with us and do what we say, or if you're against us, you're a hoax, you're this, you're that.
It's a witch hunt.
It's all these things over and over and over again. I mean, everything. You ever find it weird that every time, you know, guy gets caught with his hand in the cookie jar, it's a witch hunt?
Right.
He's very deliberate in his attacks. I mean, he's actually right on schedule. You know, he's guilty when you know he did it. When
wasn't it just last week that we heard from one of the secretary members, Lutnick, about who a fraudster is? It's the one who complains the loudest.
Yes, talking about and that reference about those who call and complain that their Social Security checks might be late.
Correct.
Those that are. His mother-in-law, you know, the billionaire's mother-in-law wouldn't. But yeah, he said the same thing. Though, and he was complaining what he was doing it. So
correct.
He was also kind of giving a tell. Same with this administration. Same with Trump. Same with, you saw the body language of Pete Hegseth when he's asked questions. And you know, how dare you? And you see this, everything's a personal attack. No, man. Oh, they're getting eight. Well, you know, getting asked a firm question is not abuse, man. It comes with the job. Mm-hmm. And we should be asking hard and tough and fair questions all the time of everybody who gives a damn, man. I mean,
man.
Political persuasions do not matter in that regard. This is coming from, you know, a journalist like me. Hey, I ask questions. I'm a journalist. I'm an old man. I'm confused.
I didn't put that on the board.
855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. So, Judge Boasberg ordering the Trump administration. And, you know, how's he going to enforce it? You know, if someone goes and deletes something, for real. Hey, you got to keep, just like you said, turn the planes around.
Right.
They didn't do it. And they said, oh, you know, national secrets. No, they're going to say the same thing, national secrets, right? National security. We're not going to do that. I'm anxious to see how the Trump administration, you know, continues to push the envelope of, you know, constitutional crisis because they got caught doing something really, really stupid and literally putting people's lives in danger. And they don't even acknowledge it. They don't. And there's so many different parts of it. You know, how the cavalier way in which, you know, we go about our war efforts. It looks like a bunch of frat boys with their emoji. What did Jane call them? The emoji boys. And the Doge Bros, you know what I'm saying? I mean, this is pervasive through it. Yeah, you know what? I want people in these roles that are a little more considerate. I really do. I don't think, you know, emojis of the American flag and a fist bump and an explosion, you know, if that's the extent of your intellect and your analysis of what we're doing, what we're trying to do as a country in our name to open up shipping lanes to what, shake down Egypt and Europe to some amount of dollars that haven't been defined and perhaps based on the way the SM, Stephen Miller, I believe, in that text stream said that they don't even know this was coming. Hey, bang, 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 we did you a favor, pay us. And who are you paying? How's it getting paid? By whom? And what are you getting for that? And if you get a little more, and where's it going? You know, the whole thing is terrible. And on every single level, tell me from breaking the law, right? These are supposed to be kept. This is why Judge Boasberg has ordered them to do this. So right off the bat, they're doing this in this manner to evade these open records kind of requests. We evade the requirements of our federal government. Boom, breaking the law. Then they go up and they try to spin in front of the Senate Intelligence Committee, right? Spin, lie, call it what you want. I mean, it not good. Literally putting armed forces members' lives in danger. The bragging. I don't know why Hegseth thought that this was necessary to put this kind of detailed agenda, the breakdown of the timing and the weapons and all. He didn't need to do that.
No.
He didn't, I mean, so what was that? Well, that was him bragging, I guess. That didn't need to be done. I mean, there's so many different ways, and every single way you look at this, in every angle, in every aspect, it is terrible, and it is getting worse. And there's no contrition. There's no admission. There's no nothing. There's no consequence yet. No nothing yet. But I'm telling you, Republicans, I mean, you got family and friends and you care about the military, right? Make America great again. Is that making America great when you're just so cavalier with this kind of thought, with this kind of the effort and a war effort? And it's a big party joke, man. Hey, look at the emojis. God bless. Give me a break. Unserious. Do not deserve to be there. But you deserve to be with us. Come back with us. 855-752-4842. Taking your calls next.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Just BS working hard on the board. Oh, love me some of that music. And I had some fun music last night, too. Cheap Trick and Heart at the Forum here in downtown Milwaukee. Oh, Steph and I had a blast. It was great. But, man, you know, we're not getting any younger, and nor are our rock stars. But they were there, man. They were doing it, getting it done.
And still rocking out.
And I almost went over I think I may have gone over my monthly t-shirt budget.
Monthly t-shirt
budget.
Yeah,
I got the Cheap Trick one. And I've seen Heart before, like back in the 80s opening up. But I don't know if I've ever seen Cheap Trick. It's hard to say, but never had the shirt. So I got that now. So I gotta wait now a couple of weeks to buy some more t-shirts.
It joins the arsenal of black band t-shirts.
Yeah. They're slimming.
Of course.
855-752-4842. New topic we'll get to next after the calls. Trump administration has shrunk the federal health agencies by 20,000 employees.
Oh, great.
Because 25,000 was too much and 15,000 not getting her done. We'll get there to your calls and texts as well. Don from Milwaukee, you will be next. Welcome, Don. What do you got for us?
Good afternoon, Dom. I just wanted to let the people know out there. I saw it was reported by Reuters, this here, Elon Musk's, they have access to all our records, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And now there's a Doge staffer. He has been aided a crime ring. They call him a ring of cyber criminals. And Musk says he's just awesome. He's a 19-year-old kid, and he's got his chosen nickname is Big Balls.
Yep.
Anyhow, good old Big Balls. He's giving information to a ring of cyber criminals, and I guess they're infiltrating law enforcement emails, or hijacking phone numbers, they're stealing cryptocurrency. And so I'm just kind of wondering, hey, are our bank accounts, are we going to have any money left in our bank accounts?
Well, Don, I mean, that's a fair question, man. Fair question. And it's all over the place. The Independent is reporting this. USA Today, Yahoo. I mean, this guy was basically what? Tech support for a cyber criminal organization?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Well,
no worries.
Hell of a resume, man. If you want to get in and do some criming, some real criming, come and join the Doge, man.
Oh, yeah.
I'll put you in. Don. Check your bank accounts. 855-752-4842. Mark from the SAC, you're next. Welcome, buddy. What do you got for us? Oh, there you go. Welcome.
Pull me in all kinds of different directions here. I mean, since this information goes away, it's kind of like those old spy movies where they watch the little video disc now and all of a sudden it goes burst into flames.
Right. This message will self-destruct away in 5 seconds, man. I mean, right? Mission Impossible. I mean, they're still making those movies, Mark.
It's this information just evaporates. So these guys could be plotting criminal activity and
yes,
no record of
it. We have no idea. Let's be frank about this, Mark. I mean, based on the letter of the law, this very activity of using Signal in this manner, in this way, is a crime. It's criminal activity based on my understanding of the records retention laws.
Indeed.
Let alone, obviously, the problem of putting, you know, the journalist on there. And who was supposed to? Oh, my God. Just so much. Yeah, these are the best, huh? Making America great again by what? And what are all these efforts for again? Why are we doing this? Why is this happening? Why, as I get into this new topic, the new headline, why does the Trump administration want to shrink the federal health agencies by 20,000 employees?
Well, Dom, it's so that they can just squeeze just enough to give their billionaires a nice old tax cut of $4 trillion.
$4.5 trillion. I mean, but, you know, half a trillion.
Half a trillion.
It's only
that?
$500 billion. Who's counting that? Right. This is the umbrella. This is what they're telling us. And it's really hard to believe. My understanding of, the dashboard of the billions saved, it continues to go up. But we know that there was a bunch of BS in there first. So I haven't even looked at it because I don't believe it.
Right.
I don't believe it.
They've provided no reliable receipts. There's nothing that we can actually look at and say, yeah, you seemingly have actually saved a lot of money. What they have put up is riddled with errors and flat out lies.
Hey, we canceled this big contract. That was canceled on the Biden administration.
That contract's been done for a decade.
$8 billion. No, man.
It's like, $8 million. At most.
And even that was like $2
million. Right.
I mean, it's not great, but this is what we're dealing with. This is what I guess the people want. And where is the savings? Like, is that an account somewhere? Like, where's the money? Where is that money? 855-752-4842. Trump administration plans to shrink the workforce of the Department of Health and Human Services by nearly a quarter. Officials announced today as part of a major restructuring. Changes announced on Thursday amount to a workforce that will be around 33% smaller than it was at the end of the Biden administration. There were 92,620 employees at the department in September of 24, up from 81,000 at the end of the Trump administration. Around 10,000 full-time employees will be cut through the layoffs, in addition to other vacant positions that will not be replaced. Thousands of full-time staff have already left the department in recent months, in addition to thousands more contractor and fellowship positions that were also eliminated. A quote, when combined with HHS's other efforts, including early retirement and fork in the road, the restructuring results in a total downsizing from 82,000 to 62,000 full-time employees, the department said in a release, estimating that taxpayers would save $1.8 billion from the changes. A fact sheet shared with reporters and senior health officials says that no additional cuts are currently planned beyond those announced Thursday and in recent weeks. Now, HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy will cut 3,500 jobs from the FDA, according to the fact sheet, and the administration is also cutting 1,200 jobs from the National Institutes of Health. This reduction will not affect drug, medical device, or food reviewers, nor will it impact inspectors, the fact sheet says.
How? Oh,
great! Great! Could you tell me how that works exactly? I mean, just on the labor hours alone, who's picking up the slack, or were they all just really watching Netflix and listening to the Dom Salvia Show? 855-752-4842. Come back with us. Welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. It's a phone line. It's a text line. You got Just PS on the board. Some of you folks texting in. Rita and Steve from La Crosse, so tired of Elon and Donald. Let's stop this madness in Wisconsin. And he likes someone who will really represent each and every one of us.
Amen.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Steve from Milwaukee throws out the emojis, the infamous emoji. I mean, getting these now, the fist bump, the American flag, and the explosion. It's like, it's a thing now. Steve wonders how many innocent people died. Yeah, right? Mm. And that's the thing. It's seriousness matters. I just think it does. And this isn't, you know, party time joke. We're putting our people in danger. We're obviously killing other people. Mm-hmm. I mean, this isn't a video game, man. And you emoji boys out there, it's such a disservice. It's just
the party
terrible
that calls themselves pro-life. It's a little ironic.
Come on. Right. As mentioned, CBS reporting that HHS is going to shrink their workforce. They're going to lay off about 10,000 people, and they're going to let about another 10,000 positions go unfilled, which will be totally fine. I mean, that, you know, now you're down from 82,000 employees to 62,000 employees, and I guess there'll be no interruption in the services or the efforts that are put forth by HHS.
Which, as anyone who has ever worked in any healthcare position ever knows, there's so many extraneous people, so, you know, you'll be fine.
Yeah, I mean, people are just sitting around doing nothing, you know. I guess watching Netflix, as they say. CBS goes on. They put the letter out there. Specific notices to employees may be sent as early as Friday, March 28th. Nothing like a one-day notice. But also another quote from Kennedy in the video of this announcement. Here's what Kennedy had to say. Talking to the troops. The entire federal workforce is downsizing now, so this will be a painful period. For HHS, it will be a painful period for HHS. Now, does that translate over to those who use the services of HHS? Just asking for those who use the services of HHS. The health officials had been bracing for steep cuts to be announced this week as part of sweeping restructuring architect with the White House DOGE. Several agency officials said they have seen stepped up security measures coming into work this morning. Well, you're gonna pack up your desk and get escorted out. Managers have been largely in the dark about the changes, officials said, and aside from a handful of changes already announced with the department. We do have some sound, I believe, of our Senator, Tammy Baldwin, right here from the great state of Wisconsin. She has some comments about these cuts and what's going on over at HHS, what these cuts will mean for us. If you would, Jess, let's do Senator Tammy Baldwin.
We're talking about more kids getting sick from infectious diseases. We're talking about less support for seniors who rely on Medicaid and Medicare. We're even potentially talking about families getting sick from things that they buy at the grocery store.
Kennedy said earlier this week at the White House that he and the DOGE, headed by Musk, identified extraordinary waste in my department at HHS. Oh, yeah? They did that, huh? He cited what they considered duplicated work for communications, procurement, IT, and HR departments across 40 operating divisions of HHS. We are with Elon's help eliminating the redundancies. All right, there you go. Efficiencies. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leroy from Milwaukee, you're up. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Yes. You know, they had announced when they made the cut of employees at the IRS that there was no delay in processing the tax forms that are being mailed in. Well, we just had an experience, my brother did, that he got a letter from IRS indicating that the payment that he sent in was missing and they wanted to send him a new bill for that amount. And so what we did is went to, it was a cashier's check that was mailed to the IRS to make that payment. So we went to the bank. They gave us a copy of the canceled check with the signature on the back that it had been processed. Oh, yeah.
Come
and
on.
So then when you... If you call the IRS Wisconsin right now, there's going to be a voice message saying that they are apologizing because people are saying that payments are not posted and that they're behind in posting payments to the tax forms. So I just wanted to call and let you know about that. And if you take a time and give them a call, you'll hear the message. And they are apologizing for the delay in accepting tax payments.
You can imagine if someone didn't, you know, go and double check, make sure that check wasn't clear. They went and got another, you know, cashier's check and sent in and have that one. I mean, it's just, it's terrible. Hey, thank you so much. We really appreciate you sharing that with us. And I think this is going to be, it's going to be across the board, man. I mean, we're not going to eliminate it. We're just going to break it.
Right. And that will be so much more efficient because, Leroy, how much time did it take out of your day?
Right.
How much time is it going to take out of every person's day when the services that they need, that they are relying on, that they've known how long it takes? Now, with 25% fewer staff members, a third fewer staff members, how
will it take that much longer? Will it take that much longer to, you know?
No, it's going to take more than that because people are going to get burnt out. You can't just increase someone's workload by 25%, 33% and expect to have the same level of efficiency every day. You can't.
If you're doing IT in this department, now guess what? Congratulations. Now you're doing IT in all 40 departments.
Right.
You got a raise. Well, you got a promotion, but you didn't get a raise.
Correct.
And to what end? Why are we doing this? Why is it so important? Why, as they're claiming here, that this reorganization is going to claim, how many billions of dollars? See if I can find it here quick while I talk about it. Oh, apparently going from 82,000 to 62,000 full-time employees, they're going to save taxpayers $1.8 billion.
Oh, good. So that's not even a tenth of a percent of what they need to give $4.5 trillion.
See? Hey, you can't get to $4.5 trillion in tax cuts for the rich if you don't start with $1.8 billion here and $1 billion there. And again, there is a cost to this, certainly to the folks that are getting fired. No doubt about it. And honestly, if you want to have a different conversation about how AI is going to impact a lot of positions, I think that's something to be said. Finance, HR, those kind. I think there's going to be a continued evolution in many ways, certainly in the workforce. But we're not there yet. We're not here now. And what is the point of this? What is the point? We're going to save $1.8 billion. Oh, so they can go and give that to the billionaires. Now, here's also the point. If we're looking for savings in these areas, are we going to really, really save it? Or are we just going to reduce the taxes of those rich people? And then so we also reduce the revenue. So we're really not saving it. It's not like there's going to be money left over. No. They're going to take that savings and they're going to reduce the tax burden on the very rich.
Right. This isn't money that's coming to us.
Exactly.
This is money that is being taken away from us. These are services that are being taken away from us.
In order to
save just a little bit of money for those trillionaires. Well, billionaires trying to become trillionaires.
Trying. I mean, you know, all you can do is try. Well, I'll tell you what, you know the theory on these guys. They would give it all away.
For just a little bit more.
855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. But, not all hope is lost. Oh, no. Kennedy, he's got an idea.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to spend some money.
Yeah, we're actually, for all of the services that we're cutting, for all of the research that we're cutting,
yes. We
are actually going to be investing just a little bit of money into some very, very important research. We want to know, is there a link between vaccines and autism?
Oh, we're doing this again?
We're doing this again.
Oh, because, you know, the last study didn't go the way they wanted to?
Or neither the one did the before one before that, that the or one the one before that.
New York Times reporting, Kennedy turns to a discredited vaccine skeptic for autism study. I mean, who better to lead the study than a discredited vaccine skeptic? Again, that's the New York Times claiming this. David Geier, G-E-I-E-R, has been hired as a senior data analyst at HHS. Well, I guess they're firing some people. They fired 20,000 and they hired the discredited vaccine skeptic. According to several people, he will examine any potential links between vaccines and autism that were debunked long ago.
Here's the link. Some people get vaccines. Some people have autism. The link there, people. Oh.
And you know, 98% of them drank milk at some point in their life.
Shocking.
Oh, I mean, is it milk? What's going on here? A steadfast figure in the anti-vaccine movement, according to the New York Times, who has helped shape Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s thinking on a possible link to autism, has joined the department to work on a study examining the long-debunked theory, according to people familiar with the matter. David Geier has published numerous articles in the medical literature attempting to tie mercury in vaccines to autism. In 2012, state authorities in Maryland found that he had been practicing medicine without a license, alongside his father, who was a doctor at the time. Well, I mean, hey, Pa's a doctor, and he's in the building, so I'm a doctor. I mean, just come on, man. You know, you gotta be a licensed bartender in the city of Milwaukee. You can't serve the drinks unless you're a bartender. And if you're not, you can get around that so long as there's like a licensed bartender on site. You know, then you can do it. I don't think it works the same in the medical community. I hope it doesn't.
No.
Wow. Okay, I didn't know that little part. So there we go. Practicing without a license.
It's bad.
Maryland authorities also suspended his medical license following claims that he endangered children with autism and exploited their parents, according to state records. Huh.
Oh, yeah. Let's have this guy lead the study.
Federal judges have rejected their research on autism and vaccines as too unreliable to stand up in court. Well, good news now. You got all sorts of space and money to go through this process again. David Geier's new government role has stunned public health experts who had already expressed concerns about Kennedy's decisions to cancel a long-held vaccine meeting and cut grants focused on understanding vaccine hesitancy. Well, give me the money. I'll tell you why. People like Robert F. Kennedy Jr. That's why.
Right.
In addition, David Geyer's involvement in government research heightens their fears that vaccine confidence could be further eroded, especially after Kennedy's recent embrace of questionable alternative treatments for measles during the sprawling outbreak in Texas. I believe that continues to continues to grow. Dr. Christopher Byrer, director of the Duke Global Health Institute. If we increase vaccine hesitancy and immunization rates go down further, we will see more vaccine preventable disease outbreaks. That's how it works. What do you say? When the measles out, this is like take your vitamins. What was his?
Oh, yeah. Cod liver oil. Oh, vitamin A. Something that does not in any way prevent the measles. Occasionally used as supportive care for those who have deficiencies of vitamin A. Not a cure. Not a preventative measure.
You know, he probably just wants to cut the head off the cod and then tie it to the roof of his car.
Probably.
And then bring it home and have the brain head guts spill into the car on his kids.
Yeah, definitely.
Or he could, you know, take that baby, the cub, and put it in the park.
Right, as a prank. It's funny.
Yeah, these guys are great. So there are priorities over at HHS, and it's not what you think it is. Come back with us. One final segment. We'll get your calls. Oh, but you know the rules. You know the rules. Final segment of the day. You got to tell us something good. You got to put a smile on our face. We'll wrap the day up with a great attitude, ready to roll into Friday. Join us, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show. Last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. But you know the role, man. Tell us something good in the day with a smile on your face. Let me throw out there quickly just a little bit more, and then we'll get to the callers, 855-75-CIVIC. RFK Jr. reorganizing HHS based on the recommendations of the very smart, knows everything, never makes a mistake, Elon Musk. Here's what RFK Jr. had to say. We aren't just reducing bureaucratic sprawl. We are realigning the organization with its core mission and our new priorities in reversing the chronic disease epidemic. This department will do more, a lot more, at a lower cost to the taxpayer.
Just not how it works. I
mean. Now, just for the record, HHS is the umbrella agency that includes the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, the Food and Drug Administration, we don't need that, the National Institutes of Health, and other smaller divisions. Medicare, huh? You gonna make sure Medicare is gonna be it's gonna keep working? Yeah, all those older, very involved and active older folks that are on Medicare. They think they're going to handle and put up with your nonsense? They think that you can do more with 20,000 less people because you got, what, redundancies in 40 departments because there's 40 IT departments and 40 HR departments? Okay. 855-752-4842. Be careful what you wish for. Let's get to it. Tell us something good. Oh, real quick. Cam from Appleton, you're up. Go.
Oh, hey, something good. I don't know. I mean, my dogs bring me a lot of happiness. They got stupid, derpy smiles on their face all the time. And ball is life, man.
All right, man.
I had originally called in to help illustrate very easily for folks to understand why the return from office order and yes. The fact that they're consolidating stuff like IT, it's not going to save anyone money, and it's actually going to cost way more.
Why?
A lot of government sold a lot of their office spaces and buildings, which office space, whenever a company hires an employee, it's about 120% of whatever their salary is the cost to house them in office per year. And then all the office spaces are going to have to be repurchased. Everything else costs way more than it did when they had office space.
Right. And Cam, my understanding, I hate to cut you short, we got another caller we got to get to. My understanding is that some people are going back to no office. It ain't there. Thanks for calling. Mike Clemens, Civic Media's sports reporter, checking in. Thank you for doing so. Mike, I was hoping to catch you at the last minute here. Welcome back to the show, man. Opening day, the Brewers today. How'd it go and how you feeling, buddy?
Well, I don't have good news for you. They ended up losing to the Yankees 4-2, Dom. It was dramatic at the end. Remember Devin Williams, who they traded to the Yankees?
Yeah.
After he had that blown save in the playoffs against the Mets. So today he comes on top of the ninth. He's got a 4-1 lead. He loads the bases with no outs. And you're like, oh, baby. Oh, baby. And Jake Bauer came in. He managed to get another run across. But then Devin Williams, settled in, and he struck out Jackson Churio and Christian Yelich too. Brewers not able to get a lot of base runners on today. Carlos Rodon, the former White Sox and a Giant pitcher, did a good job. All the guys, one thing today was to find out. So who is who is this new team going to look like?
Yeah.
Churio was the leadoff batter. Yelich was the DH. Contreras, Reese Hoskins, Sal Frelick is back. Joey Ortiz. So the new name is at third base was that Vinny Capra, this kid that had 6 home runs in spring training. He had a solo shot for the Brewers.
All right.
At Yankee Stadium. Yeah. And so that was nice. Bryce Turang, he had a shoulder injury, but he was able to play second base and look good there. So, it looked okay. The Brewers pitching, Pat Murphy told Joe Buck, because the game was on ESPN, that of the 13 pitchers the Brewers got on the roster right now, 8 of them are currently injured. So that's going to be hard, getting into this season.
Right.
And then the Brewers home opener on Monday.
Mike Clemens, Civic Media's sports reporter. Christian Yelich, I saw a picture of him with a fine suit paying homage to Uke today. This is the first time, and it's hard to believe, in how many years since Uke has not been a part of a Brewer broadcast on opening day?
Well, forever.
40 years? I mean,
53, I think. Yeah, no, Yelich came in with a loud plaid sports coat today, in honor of Euchre. Isn't that the best?
That is. So, Mike, I was joking at when the Brewers lost, because how we fans are sometimes. We're so fickle, and, they lost the game. It's totally
some
over.
Some of you are.
Some
fickle.
Of you are. It's a long season. We got a lot to go. And what do you think, man? We got 60 seconds left. How hopeful are you for the Brewers this season?
The thing is, the ends of Brewers seasons, Dom, are so bittersweet, right?
Yeah.
But then you forget, these guys have gone to the postseason 6 of the last 7 years, and they've won the division, back-to-back, two of the last 3 years or so. So, Matt Arnold is the unsung hero, the GM. He keeps finding this great young talent. It should be probably another good year at American Family Field.
All right. We appreciate it. Thank you, Mike Clemens, Civic Media sports reporter. Opening day, Brewers take the loss in New York against the Yankees. Opening day here, I believe, next week. Thank you, Mike. Folks, stick around. Pete Schwaber from the Nightlight is coming up next. We'll be back tomorrow. Have a wonderful evening. Stick around.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.